Police say one woman was critically injured and as many as 24 other people were hurt, many of them children, when a lone monkey terrorized slum dwellers in an East Delhi neighborhood. Witnesses told reporters that the monkey tried to drag away some of the children during the attack, which lasted several hours late Saturday and early Sunday. The capital is home to thousands of rhesus macaque monkeys, creating a growing nuisance in recent years. The director of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute, SPS Alawat, says the frequency and intensity of attacks likely result from people encroaching on simian territory.
They live in the jungles, not in the cities. So erratic behavior of the monkeys may be because of the displacement of their own habitat.
The fight against the monkeys has become a legal issue. Courts have ordered city authorities to do more to prevent such attacks. The menace became front-page news again last month when Delhi Deputy Mayor S.S. Bajwa fell to his death, apparently while trying to fend off a troop of marauding monkeys on his terrace. Dr. Alawat says reinforcements are needed from rural experts.
There are many people who catch these monkeys. They are professionals. The professionals should be given a contract for catching hold of these monkeys.
Authorities have hired some monkey catchers and even tried to use langurs, a fiercer monkey which the macaques fear, but to little avail. Some devout Hindus feed the city monkeys, believing they are manifestations of the god Hanuman. Some have opposed efforts to catch and relocate the animals. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.